Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you remember PE class in school? Good or bad? What's your memories? 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Fascinating research out from the UK today, which tells us that almost half of people aged 50 to 65 say bad experiences at school have actually put them off exercise for life. 40% say that they still have just such terrible memories from their PE lessons. Quite a number of them picked last for teams, many others feeling self-conscious about their body. And as a result of all of this, that emotional baggage of the school day PE lesson has stayed with them. And even now today still impacts whether or not they'd actually join a sports team or sports club. Dr. Fiona Skelly is a lecturer in physical activity and health at TU Athlone. What do you think of this research, Fiona?
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me. I think this really highlights an important message. There's lots of research to show that your experience of exercise activity as a child will really influence how active you are as an adult. And for most of us, a lot of our engagement, a lot of our introduction to sport and exercise comes through PE in school. So I suppose traditionally PE often focused on like team-based sports and competition and like maybe technical skills. That's not the only way that we can be active, but maybe that was some people's only introduction to exercise. And if they didn't enjoy that form of exercise, they might have been turned off every form, which is a really bad effect of something like that.
Like, it is sort of hard to believe that for people, you know, I mean, depending on the kind of stories, and I'm sure listeners will get in touch now, Fiona, to tell us about their childhood experiences. But to think that, you know, those early days of being, you know, in first or second or third class in primary school, that could deter you from being able to join a team or, you know, any sort of kind of physical activity class, even into later life still. The memories are still with us.
Yeah, like I think if you compare it to even another subject in school, let's say, for example, maths, if you didn't like maths, if you didn't have an aptitude for maths, you hated going to the class, you really struggled with the assessments, you're going to carry that with you and you're always going to think, oh God, I wasn't good at maths. And like, you know, it's something that really affects your confidence in that subject. And the same kind of attitudes towards sport and exercise can be developed through PE. If it's always going to be something like soccer and you just didn't enjoy soccer and you weren't good at it, like, I don't think you'll have the confidence to then join a tennis team or a, you may not. Obviously, there's loads of exceptions to that. And some people that might have had no impact, but there's a lot of evidence to say trends do exist, that if someone has a bad experience with sport as a child, they just don't really change that then as an adult.
Broadcaster and educator Emer O'Neill is with us here as well, Fiona, on the line, because you were a PE teacher. Like, does how you were taught stay with you, Emer?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think PE is one of those ones, you know, when you're boxing as a child, you kind of get boxed into, you know, either being academic or being sporty. You know, there's that general kind of divide sometimes, which I think is of real detriment, because when we put so much focus on, you know, English, maths, the sciences, languages, and we don't put such a big focus on physical education, you're nearly kind of sending the message to young people that your health is kind of secondary to everything else. Because realistically, PE and what you do in PE is something that is going to stay with you for life. And it's a place where you can, you know, you learn to actually take care of your body and not to live a sedentary lifestyle, you know. But I think it does definitely stick with you. I see it. I was teaching 15 years physical education, both in the States and here in Ireland. And, you know, I think it's a tricky one to get right sometimes, because you have such an array of skill level within your classes. Like, you can have an All-Ireland player, county player, you can have, you know, someone playing internationally in your PE class. And then you can have someone who literally is allergic to any activity or sport, you know. So, you know, as PE teachers, it can be tricky to get it right. And there are, like, you know, a lot of kind of boundaries there too, in terms of equipment and spaces and, you know, what you have to your fingertips, to be honest, you know. But it's one of these things that I really was passionate about when I became a PE teacher, was to try and make it as accessible to all as I could, because I luckily loved it, but I absolutely could see how others in the class struggled with it. And I also remember what it was like to be, let's say, the worst on the team, you know, when I started playing basketball. I'll never forget that feeling, you know. So I have always tried to kind of make my classes as dynamic as possible, but it is a really tough space and it does leave lasting memories. There's one individual that has actually quite inspired me, really, but she wouldn't have been sporty during school when we were growing up, and after I went to America and I come back 10 years later, she was this incredible personal trainer. She was doing CrossFit, you know, and just incredible physique, really health conscious and really into her body and wellness. And I had a conversation with her, like, because that was just like, she was the one that was like, oh, yeah, I have a note, you know, I can't do PE today, every PE, you know.
Yeah.
I said, what changed? She goes, I never thought that I was good at sport. I wasn't able to throw, I wasn't able to catch. I felt just awkward, you know, I just felt embarrassed. It was just, you know, whereas when I started doing, you know, CrossFit, it was very individualized and I didn't feel the pressures of being on a team. I was able to do kind of basic fundamental stuff and I was taught from scratch. And it just really hit like things for me. It changed me as a teacher on the importance of teaching fundamentals to kids. You know, really bringing it right back to the beginning.
Just when you mentioned that, Emer, I see a text from a listener who says, I was small as a child and teenager and I found PE quite traumatic in school. Always the last picked and then given out to as I inevitably didn't do well and I would let the team down. I still don't like exercise, although I do try and make myself a little more active. I don't think it had a profound effect on me, but there is a place and help for people who struggle with school, but not for those who struggle with sport. Mia Sherwood Scully, freelance journalist, is joining us here, Emer and Fiona on the line as well. What's your memories of PE at school?
Yeah, I mean, I will preface this by saying I was never a sporty person. I have quite a predisposition to laziness, I'd say, or at least in athleticism, which I don't think PE caused, but definitely worsened. But I definitely agree with both that texture and what Emer was saying, that I was usually like the last to be picked on a team. The one thing is I'm very tall. I am 6'2". So the two activities, I guess, I excelled at were basketball and dodgeball, because I could catch the ball before anyone else reached it.
So as a result of that, would teachers kind of, were you nearly, included on the team or brought onto the team for that? Like, because teachers thought, oh, you know, this, me will be brilliant at this, but whether you enjoyed it or not was...
For those activities, yes. But other sports, any type of gymnastics, I was absolutely useless at. And I do think it is something that kind of stays with you, especially in secondary school. I did suffer with my back, with back pain. And so to leave secondary school, you had to have like a written note from your parents. So my mum used to pre-sign some of these notes so I could either just leave school or get out of something if I had pain. And I'd go in the days I had PE, I'd wait to see what we were doing.
And
regardless of whether my back hurt or not, I was one of those. I'd sign a note saying, oh, I can't do it today. One day there was the bleep test on, which I'm sure we all were
That's
forced to
enough,
do at
to
some
honest.
Point. And I just refused flat out to do it.
And has that now, you know, and, you know, I don't mean in later life, you're obviously still very young, Mia, but like, has that kind of stayed with you or has it changed your relationship or enjoyment now with exercise?
Again, I agree with Emer that I think it's about finding what works for you. I was never a massive fan of team sports. I did do basketball for a few years. And again, being tall, I started basketball when I was 8 and I started playing on the under 13s team. I did that for a few years, gave that up. But now I do far prefer like solo activities. So like yoga, walking.
Yeah.
If I can get into a routine with the gym, I don't mind it. But again, it's trying to get over that hump of like people actually aren't paying any attention to you and you think they are.
Yeah, that's I think for a lot of us that probably sticks with us. Alright, this listener says they've horrific memories of PE in school. I hated it. I was forced to do it even though I was no good at sport, particularly basketball. I was very quiet. I was a very quiet student. I had learning difficulties. activities, but I was bullied for 5 years. School was absolute hell. I've since learned a lot about myself and I found exercise and work that I enjoy. No thanks, though, to my school days. I presume, though, Emer, you know, how PE is taught in school has changed from our time there.
Like, it has to a certain extent, but I actually, like, even listening to that that message there, you know, my heart goes out to that
Absolutely.
Person because, you know, the really, you know, adaptations do need to be made. And a lot of times in classrooms, they're not as inclusive as they need to be for people with additional needs to be able to access the PE curriculum, you know. But I do think something across in other countries that works is, you know, there is a huge emphasis in the primary school level of it because, you know, you can't assume that kids are getting that kind of prereq stuff that they're actually in clubs outside of school. And we, you know, most places will have PE teachers, you know, in the primary school level, like in the States. Like I'm an elementary PE teacher, so primary school PE teacher and a secondary school. Whereas here it's just kind of on the classroom teacher to do it. So if your classroom teacher isn't really that way inclined, it's kind of like unlucky, really. And they're kind of formative years for young kids to learn those kind of gross motor skills, like literally how to run, the fundamentals of how to run, and not feel awkward, you know, where to put your arms as you run, how to jump, how to throw, how to catch, how to kick. Because I would get kids into me in first year that really are even struggling with the fundamentals to run. You know, and that's kind of tough when you're getting a 12, 13 year old, in trying to teach that at that age.
Really enjoyed PE and other sports at schools, says this listener. Need to build more public swimming pools, though, with their gyms if the government are really serious about members of the public taking their physical and mental health seriously. Keep your memories coming into us. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Mia Sherwood Scully, broadcaster and educator Emer O'Neill, and Dr. Fiona Skelly there, who is a lecturer in physical activity and health at TU Athlone.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.